latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
When Facebook filed to go public in early 2012, Mark Zuckerberg noted that the social network wasn't designed to be a company. He said it was built to accomplish a social mission, to make the world more open and connected. Now, 5 years later, the CEO has updated that mission. Speaking in June at Facebook's first community summit, a gathering of leaders from 120 different Facebook groups, Zuckerberg unveiled his updated purpose, and that's to give people the power to build community and to bring the world closer together. Zuckerberg said it doesn't mean that the company is shifting away from connecting friends and family, but rather that it's broadening its focus to enable people to better connect with meaningful communities, especially at a time when participation is declining at an alarming rate. Here in Australia, respected singer-songwriter, worship leader and producer Craig Ross understands the opportunity and challenges that Zuckerberg's new mission has highlighted. He's launched a new Facebook group, website and TV feature that helps the Christian community, especially the arts community, connect with one another and share stories about their individual journeys. Of course, there are plenty of original worship songs and rich personal stories and reflections on there as well. Craig says the group's called My Story, His Glory.
With My Story, His Glory, what we're trying to do is bring together a community of communities to kind of, for lack of a term, but we're just so moved by the unique way that God moves in the midst of people that we realize that we possibly all can't be in the same room at the same time. So if the idea of My Story, His Glory is that we give our story to a platform where others are giving their story as well, so we can get a bigger picture of what God's doing around the place.
Ross says the purpose of My Story, His Glory is to document what God has done in the lives of individual communities.
Being involved in a community and watching a community go through seasons of life, you know, my response to that is naturally to write songs because that's my love of music. And you know, as God kind of did throughout the Old Testament, where he encouraged the Jewish people to create monuments to document the miracles and the things that he'd done so that we wouldn't forget. For me, that is simply a song, or it can be an artwork, or it can be a poem. It could be whatever. It's just so that we don't forget the cool things that God has done.
So what inspired this?
I've just been so moved by the story that is around me in the lives of the people that I do life with. And I've just become aware that as I have a story, that everyone has a story, and it's important for me just to not be so engrossed in my own, but actually embrace others and see what God's doing elsewhere. Because I think we get a bigger picture of what God is doing globally if we all tell our stories of what he's doing locally.
Sounds pretty close to Mark Zuckerberg's new vision for Facebook when he says we need to build a world where every person has a sense of support and purpose in their life, so they don't just focus on what's going on in their lives, but can think about broader issues as well. To connect, go to My Story, His Glory on Facebook or visit the group's website, mystoryhisglory.com.au. I'm Cam for the TCM Update.